Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We have come to one of my favorite Mishnahs in all of Pirkei Avos, talking about the aspect that this world is not the real end-all and be-all. This world is only the smorgasbord to the wedding, which is the real next world of Olam Haba. This world is only an antechamber, is only a corridor, is only a closet to the next world. And of course, Pirkei Avos uses the words that are better than any words that I could say. Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov says, Ha'olam hazeh domeh leprozdor b'fnei ha'olam haba. This world is like a corridor, a prozdor before the world to come. This world is not the reality. This world is not the end. Where everyone has gone, where everyone has passed after 120 years, that is the quintessential world. Being next to Hashem, basking in the divine radiance and the divine light of Hashem, that's the real world. This world is for working, and the next world is for stagnation. This world is for work, the next world is for reward. We talk about this in another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. This world is better for work, for tshuva, for action, for deed, than all the time of the world to come, because there's nothing you could do in the next world. You could only bask in the reward of whatever you did in this world, because this world is about work. This world is about doing. This world is about acting. This world is about making yourself better through Torah, mitzvos, and chesed, and Torah learning. The next world, you can't do anything. You could only bask in the divine radiance of whatever level you made it to for basking in the light of Hashem. Of course, other people could learn on your behalf, and they could donate on your behalf, but you yourself cannot do anything in the world to come. Obviously, Pirkei Avos also says, Yafa sha'achas benachat to korat ruach mikol I forget the exact verbiage of the Mishnah, but basically 1 hour of spiritual bliss is better than all the bliss in this world combined, because of course the next world is about reaping the reward. The next world is about spiritual bliss, and spiritual bliss is better than any bliss you have, whether having a good sun on your face, or having good music, or being in a good mood, or just having nachat and reading, if that's something you love to do. Nothing compares on any tiny level. They say you take all the Shabbos, all the yomtos, all the perfect aspects of the perfect days you had with your spouse and kids and friends. Nothing can compare on any tiny level to the next world. But realize, you have to do the work in this world to get it in the next world. You have to put in the hours. You have to put in the mileage. You can't get to the vacation unless you take the trip, you take the car on the road. You can't make it to your destination unless you put in the effort of the minutes and the hours to get there. Lahavdil, a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I took the kids. We relocated to a lake house. But we can't get to the reward of the lake house. And it was much more relocation than a vacation. It was very intense. When you take kids, little kids, to a different place, it's not really a vacation, but when you take yourself to a destination, you can't get to the destination unless you travel the path. You can't get to the end unless you traverse the road. You can't get to Olam Haba unless you do the work in Olam Hazeh. You cannot get there unless you do so. You have to put in the effort. You have to put in the work, and you have to realize what's really important in this world. You have to understand what's really useful to use of your life. They say about the sages, about the forefathers, Kama yamei shenei chayav. How long were the days of the years of their life? They didn't just talk about the years, they talked about the days. What did they do with their days? What did they do with their weeks, with their months, with their years, with their life? But what did they do with every day? How did they break down their hours? How did they break down what they did in their whole life? This life is about gaining reward and gaining the mitzvahs to get the reward, really. Gaining as many mitzvahs as you can. It's like the story of the fox who goes on the other side of the fence to get all the grapes. He eats them all up and then he can't get back to the other side. And he does it again and again until he realizes he's got to throw the grapes over the fence so he can have them and he can enjoy them and keep them for a long time. You have to work up the appetite, work up the mitzvos, the chesed in this world. It's also the idea of the guy who goes to the beach, he thinks he sees thousands of starfish on the ground. And he starts throwing in one by one to save him, to throw him back into the water. A guy says to him, foolish one, there are millions of starfish on the ground. What are you going to do by throwing one starfish in here, one starfish in there? And the guy answers him, every starfish thrown is a starfish saved. Every starfish thrown is a starfish saved. Every starfish, every grape is a mitzvah lahavdil that we can get and we could keep and we could bring with us. It's like a person who goes mining diamonds, and in the field there's so much dirt, but every diamond he gets is precious, and he stores it in his sack and he takes it with him home. Who wouldn't sift through the dirt to find as many diamonds as possible? We have that ability in our lifetime, on this Olam Hazeh, to sift through the dirt of the muck of our lives, to find those precious gems, which of course are the mitzvos, to find those precious rubies, which are the chesed we could do for others, to find those precious pearls, which are the Torah learning we could do, everything we could get, everything we could work to get with us, to take with us to the next world. Understand that this is like a prose door. This is like a corridor b'fnei Olam Haba. Hat kein atzmecha b'prose door. Prepare yourself in the corridor, Kadesha Tikanas Latraklin, so that you'll be able to enter the banquet hall. It doesn't make any sense if a person goes into a wedding and is stuffed on the shmorg to capacity. What a fool. He missed out on the amazing, elegant meal in the wedding hall. If someone would have just told him, what are you doing? Why are you wasting away? You're missing out on the opportunity. You need to save room for the wedding hall. Understand, don't waste your time on trivialities and materialities, on fake nachat ruach. You're going to have a lot of nachat ruach in the next world, but only if you do the work in this world. Load up on the proper things in the shmork. Try a little bit of everything, but really load up in the simcha hall. Really load up in the wedding hall. The wedding hall, the havdil, is like Olam Haba, where you can bask in everything you did. But in the shmorg, if you load up on the wrong things, you're going to be overstuffed, overloaded. You're going to have no room for that. Make sure the time you have is used for the right things. Gaining the mitzvos, gaining the chesed, gaining the Torah learning as much as you can every day. Use your time wisely. Get as much as you can done. A busy person is an active person, is someone that's doing. Think about my own days, how they're so busy. These shows are very difficult to do, but I love to do them. Understanding that it forces learning, but it pushes me to learn and pushes me to use my passion of audio and radio. And to think about side projects and my job and taking care of my spouse and kids. Making a busy day, a full day, is a day that is full of good things. We should all have good days, full days. How much more rewarded do we feel in a day that's full of mitzvahs, full of chesed, full of Torah, than in a day that we just sat around lounging, binging on Netflix or binging on the couch, eating, doing nothing? What a waste of a day. What a waste of time. Time is something that should never be killed. The phrase killing time is a really terrible thing. Time is something everyone regrets at the end of life that they wish they had more of. You can never gain more time, but you can make better use of your time. You think about your day, split up your day, think about how to attack the day, how to utilize the day best. Don't waste time on ridiculousness. Granted, you could rest and relax at the end of the day with your spouse and with yourself, but when your kids are awake, deal with them, take care of what you need. Everything else can wait till later. But gain those mitzvahs, gain that chesed, gain that Torah learning while you're working on your days. Make sure to prepare yourself properly to get into the corridor. Rabbi Yonah points out the world is like a corridor. The prose door is the gateway. Make sure to prepare yourself properly in the gateway. Prepare yourself in the corridor so you'll be able to enter. In the corridor, so you'll be able to enter the banquet hall. Troklin is the palace. This metaphor expresses the idea that the only purpose of life in this world is to earn the reward of the world to come. Make sure to use your time properly. Make sure to prepare yourself properly in order that you can come into the Troklin in the right way with as many mitzvahs, as much chesed, as much Torah learning to guide you on your way. Join us next time as we talk about the wonderful, wonderful Mishnah, how 1 hour is better. We talked about it earlier tonight. that's where it comes up in the next mission, the actual wordage of how 1 hour is better of work in this world and 1 hour is better of actual bliss in the next world. See the text with us live on the next time of the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.